True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
The diaries are getting so interesting that I've been offered a little bit of money from a couple friends.
And you took it up.
No, but I've been offered money to have control of the diary for like 10 minutes. They wanted to just flip through.
What?
Because I do take the diary home every night.
Right, which you shouldn't tell people that. We're going to have a burglary.
At my house?
Yeah.
Or in the parking lot or something.
I've been asked.
You're going to get jumped.
Really?
Where do you keep that thing? And I'm like, I don't.
Yeah. Well, then the other thing was how much to read more than one. Could they donate to like Children's Hospital or something?
Oh, that's cute. Oh. I was thinking to read a bunch. Just into my like, pocket.
Yeah.
Donate to the earring.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay. So the reason is because it's getting really good right now. Mm-hmm. Like we found out she's a cheater.
Right.
When her boyfriend asked her to marry him and then she told him
confessed.
The truth. And
well, she said yes. And then she felt so bad. She confessed.
And then he said, get out. And she got out in under the amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
She had 2 days. She left on the 30th. She had till the 1st.
And he was kind of coming in and out of the house during that month.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, some days it's like he's acting like nothing ever happened. And some days he hates me.
It's just real tough if you cohabitate and you're breaking up and they can't leave right away. Some days you don't want to just sit there and have that negative energy all the time. So it's like, hey, I made eggs. You want some?
Or like, how are you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he also took a little credit or a little blame for the breakup. Like it wasn't just your fault or something.
The last sentence says, I'd rather be the bad guy, but he says it's not all my fault. Like maybe he felt like he was pushing her too quickly.
And that caused her to react.
I'm just not ready. Yeah.
She's avoidant attached.
Oh my gosh. She's so avoidant attached.
Okay. So completely.
Can we pick out, would you like to text in who you think hasn't been in therapy in the room? All right. So that last entry was.
I've got news for you, Slacker. Oh. You might also be avoidant attached.
So. Actually, we can unpack that later.
Yeah, we can. Okay.
So that entry was July 30th.
July 30th, indeed. Uh-huh. This is August 15th.
Okay.
August 15th. Okay. Internship starts today. It feels like the first day of school when you were kids. I remember I would agonize over what I was going to wear. I'd pick out and try on almost every outfit I had and then would decide that day that I didn't like the outfit I decided on. Picture day was even worse, Prudette. It's hard to play that game when you're living out of boxes and still...
Out of boxes where?
And suitcases. And take the first day of school. And like, what? Hold on. Oh, it's hard to play that game when you're living out of boxes and suitcases and like the first day of school. I'm surprised my mom didn't take a bajillion pictures. This is the part where I hold my breath and pray they don't chew me up and spit me out. I'm a lowly intern now. She moved in with her mom. Otherwise, why would her mom be taking pictures?
Yeah.
Is that her? Is that what she did there? Was infer or whatever?
Yeah. Like, there's no other. Her mom wouldn't have been there.
But it's also just that she's continuing the metaphor of your first day. Like your mom would. No,
I think she moved in with her mom.
Also, it didn't. That doesn't justify its own entry. If she was moving somewhere new, I feel like there would have been an entry about like
living alone the new, for the first time.
Yeah, this is like It's a temporary stop. So it's not like
it's so temporary. She's not unpacking
suitcases. Yeah,
she's saying I'm not here. This is my way station.
Also, so she's still doing the internship. We don't really know where school stands, but Mike was paying for everything.
Well, she finished school.
She finished?
Yeah.
No, you have to still be in.
Didn't she? Did I assume that?
I think you assumed that. I don't think we had a party.
I thought she finished and then started the internship.
I think you have to still be in school to be an intern, especially 20 plus years ago. Like,
there were no rules back then.
No, but you there were. Like, we can't, like, I want interns here. We used to create the next crop of radio on this show, and we're not allowed to anymore. But back then, the rules were
if you were in school,
your school insurance somehow, like, indemnified, whatever, like, covered the wherever you were interning at.
Got it. You also got credit, usually.
Correct. So, like, it was like a. Okay. That's really the end.
The end.
Do you think she told her parents why they broke up? Like, does that come up at all?
Her mom?
Yeah, Or, yeah, I guess you're right, because it's just her mom.
It's like, everybody's got a step.
She could have just said it didn't. Do you think she told her mom that he proposed?
For sure.
Her mom's
Just close to your parents and your siblings. Yeah. But not everybody has those relationships.
I don't know if I would.
Especially when you're the J-hole. Like, wouldn't go to my mom and go, that marriage ended because I cheated. Like, which I didn't.
I was like, which way?
I'm like, I'm not, like, I wouldn't say that. Sometimes you want your parents to think.
In with her. Like, I guess you're right. I may have a jaded view because I'm so close with my family.
Right. That's what I'm saying. I don't think you can speak to it. Yeah. I think she probably went, mom, the relationship didn't work out. And if you're a good mom, you don't ask. Mm. You let them tell you, but you don't go, what happened? What happened? Tell me.
If you're the mom and she does say, oh, well, I was unfaithful. As a mom, you kind of have to go, honey, that's...
I'm disappointed.
And it's like, I don't want to hear that.
I don't want to let you down.
I already know. I'm already beating myself up.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Also, I did the thing.
You looked ahead again.
It's going to be crazy.
What do you mean it's going to be crazy?
She made a crazy statement.
She did another all caps kind of I'm not pregnant one.
But I don't know who it's about.
Oh, for the love. It's so...
Does this count as a veto?
No. Because there's way more. There's more after. I don't know how much.
You guys, I don't want to defend Erica, but in her defense, one of her duties is to get the date of the next entry.
She didn't even do it.
What the?
Okay, I got it.
I am in the middle of defending you. You doffed.
September 2nd.
Okay.
We're almost like lined up.
You're right. We read the rest of us get to read the next entry tomorrow.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.